sort your data to a week with Ryan Brachfield.
In this week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Achodesh hazeh luchem." I assume many of you learned Daf HaYomi, and interestingly, in the Daf of today, the mitzvah of Kiddush Levun is mentioned. So I'd like to discuss with you some of the fundamental halachos, which is something which happens once a month, and therefore, especially in Manchester, where we are not always blessed with the clear sky, these halachos are very, very practical. When it says on the calendar, Sof Zman Kiddush Levune, is this it? Or are there some opinions or some ways where we can say the Bucha also after that Zman? Sorry?
Gemara.
Gemara? From the Gemara, maybe. What if you said it too early? Is there such a thing of saying the Bucha too early? So let's start with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis, Mem Aleph and Mem Beis. But the Gemara says, Umar Rabbi Acheba Chanine, Umar Ravasi, Umar Rabbi Yochanan, At Kamu Mevorchem Al HaChodesh, which means, till what time can you say the Bucha on the Levun, on the moon? At Shetismale Pgimusa. The moon, in the beginning of the month, has a Pgime, is not fully seen. Till this begim is filled up, we'll see soon what that means, that's the time to when you could say the Bucha. Vekamu, how long is that? Umar Rab Yaakov Varidi Umar Rab Yude at Shivu. Till 7 days. From the beginning till 7 days, this is called Pegime. The moon is not yet full. Even after 7 days, we don't have a full circle, a full moon, but we have a full half a circle. The first half of the moon is filled up by 7 days. Until then, we could say the Bucha. Nardue Amre, Nardue say no. At Shishu Uso, till 16, which seemed to mean till day 16, where then you have a full moon, till then you could say the Bucha. V'tarvayu Rabbi Yochanan Sfirilu, both opinions explain Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, till when? At Shitismale Pgimuso. And the question is, what does that mean? Does it mean half a circle or a full circle? Now, very surprisingly, the Gemara does not mention from when can one say the Bucha. The Gemara only says, till when? When is the first time one can say the Bucha? So without any source, you would assume, as soon as possible. And this is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Im loy birich uleyu b'leil rishon, if you didn't make a Bucha the first night, the first time when you saw the new moon, in other words, the sooner the better. If you missed the first day, you have time till day 16. Rabbi Yoine has a different opinion, and it's based on the Maseches Soifim. In the Maseches Soifim, the way how we have it, which is different the way how Rabbi Yoine had it, it says, the only time one should say the Bucha is Motzei Shabbos. We'll see more about Motzei Shabbos soon. Kishehu mevusim, which seems to refer to the person is elevated, bekelim noim and has nice clothes, v'toyle ein of kenegdo, and he looks towards the moon, umiyasher is raglov, umevorech, asher b'ma'amuroi buru shchukim, the Bucha as we have it. Rabbi Yoin had a bit of different gears. Rabbi Yoin brings this Maseches Soifim. First he asks, how come our Gemur and Sanhedrin has no quote to when we should start saying the Bucha? And he brings the Maseches Soifim, and he says, Amri mevorchem al alavune mishet tizbasem. Our gears is, kishehu mevusem, when the person is mevusem, whatever that means, we'll see soon. Rabbi Yoin had a gears, when the moon is mizbasem. What does mizbasem mean? We'll also see soon. So he asked, "Pirish by kamo pirushim." There are different pirushim. What that means? Yesh oimem at motzue Shabbos shemevorchem ala besumim. Motzue Shabbos, when we say the Bucha on the besumim, this is the right time to say the Bucha. Asked Ben Yoine, why is Birkas Levune connected to Motzue Shabbos? And therefore, he has a different opinion, and he says, "In the end, v'nir lemoyi rav shepirish mishet tismasek milushin lebesume kadem." Mizbase means to sweeten. When the light which the moon gives is sweet for us. For Udam nene mimeno. Very important words. The person enjoys this light. Shizei achar beis yumi maygimel. After 2-3 days. Aval yerech beyoyim of the first day. Mitoich katnusa. It's so small. Eino oir shelo musoik. Shein Udam nene mimeno. It's too small and you can't enjoy the moonlight. Now we have very difficult to understand what does enjoying moonlight mean, because we have so much light outside on the street. But if it would be a pitch dark, a place where there's no light, and you'd have a moon, says Rabbi Yonah, the first day doesn't give you lots of light. After the third day, then you have enough light, and then you could say the Buch. Now it seems to be a very fundamental argument between the Rambam and Rabbi Yonah. Not only to the time, if it's from the first day or the third day, but what is the Bruch all about? The Rambam seems to say, you say a new bruche, a bruche on the new moon, on the Chiddush HaLevune. And if the bruche is Chiddush HaLevune, so the first second you see the new moon, that's the ideal time to say the bruche. Like when we say a bruche on the trees, on the Ilunois, on Nissen, when we see that the tree blossoms, we say the bruche before there are fruits. Once there are fruits, it's too late. When we see that the Rebbeinu Shem, so to say, doesn't create the moon from new, but there's a rebirth of the moon each month, then it's the time to say the Bruch. Rabbi Yoine says, that's not enough. The Bruch is not set only on the rebirth of the moon, but on the Hanur, on the enjoyment that we have from the light. Similar to Birkes Hanenin, not fully, it's not like eating an apple, but we also say the Bruch on the Hanur, on the enjoyment we have from the moon, and therefore before 3 days, there's no enjoyment of that light. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramur Paskens, that we should only say the Kiddush Levune ve'ein lekadosh achodesh elu balaylo be'eis shalevuno zoyrachas venene me'oiro. You should only say the bruche at night when it's dark outside, because you could see the moon also at day. You should wait till it's night when it's dark outside, because then you enjoy the light. What's the source of this Ramur? So the Guan says the source is this Rabbein Yoin, this Masech HaSoifim. The Guan says, because we say, you should say the Bucha Kishehu Mevusem Al Alevune, meaning when you enjoy the light, says the Shulchan Aruch, if it's not night, the Ramur, if it's not night, you don't enjoy the light. And therefore says the Mishneh Berurah, before Nacht, one cannot say the Bucha. Even when it's Bein HaShmushes, it's still too early. One has to wait till it's fully dark. And once it's fully dark, then one could enjoy the light and say the Bucha. Interestingly, there is a question about if you could say the Bucha after Alois. Usually after Alois, a short time after Alois, it's still very dark outside. So if the main idea is to enjoy the light, says this Oiris Tshuva, you could also say after Alois the Buche. As long as it's pitch dark outside, then one could still say a Buche, others argue. Similar, the one who are makbit on Rabbeinu Tam can also say the Buche before Nacht of Rabbeinu Tam, because then it's already fully dark, as the Divrei Yatziv, the Klausenburg Rebbe, writes in the Tshuva, that before Nacht of Rabbeinu Tam, after the regular Nacht, one can already say the Bruch on the Levune. So we saw two opinions, either the sooner the better, from the first day and further, or from day 3 days, and then you have full enjoyment of the light, and you could say a Bruch. There is, however, a third opinion, and this opinion is which we call Zayin Shleimim, 7 days, and this opinion doesn't seem to be sourced in our Gemara. The Bes Yosef brings this shita from Rabbi Yosef Gikitalia, and he says that this is a reason al pikabula. That we wait 7 days al pikabula, and therefore we won't explain the reason, as I don't understand the reason. However, interestingly, the Chasam Sofer brings the same opinion from the Rama Mipano, and he gives there an explanation. He says that similar, that we say that you can only bring a korban after 8 days. And the reason, says the Medrash, because before one sacrifice, one brings a korban to the Rebbeinu Sholem, it should first greet Shabbos, as it says, lekabel pnei matronise trile. Similar, Bris Mila, says the Chasam Sofer, waits 8 days, because the 8 days is always the Shabbos before. So too, before Kiddush Levune, we should first have a Shabbos. And therefore we wait 7 days, because in 7 days you always have a Shabbos. And this is understood with the continuation of the Gemara, when the Gemara says that Umar Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, Umar Rav Asi, Umar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol ha-mevorech al ha-choydesh bezmana kilo mekabel pnei shchina. The mitzvah of Kiddush Levune is kilo mekabel pnei shchina. Ksiv hochu says ha-choydesh hazeh lochem en ha-parash. V'ksiv husam zeh keili manveya b'kiyas yamsuv. And therefore, just like zeh keili manveya refers to the shchina, here as well ha-choydesh hazeh lochem is kilo mekabel pnei shchina. And therefore, the Gemara says, "Tun vei Rabbi Shmuel ilmur lezoch Yisrael el la'akbil pnei avim shvashmaim kol chodesh v'chodesh dayom umar abai hilkich nimrinu me'umet." Therefore, we said standing. And there are different halukas which we learn from that. For example, we go outside. Why do we go outside? Why can't you look outside from the window? Because if you have mekabel, the pnei hashchina, you don't wait next to the house. You go outside to the street, so to say, to greet and to be mekabel pnei hashchina, and therefore another halucha one stands, as the Gemara says, all because it's kilo mekabel pnei hashchina. Rabbi Yoin explained this very nicely. He says, why is saying a bruch on the moon kilo mekabel pnei hashchina? What does that mean? So he says, we can't see the Rebbeinu Shem with our eyes. He could still see the Rebbeinu Shem by seeing his gvura and his niflois. Even though the Rebbeinu Shem is hidden, atu elokei Yisrael she'osiso imuem kamo niflois. Because you do some niflois wonders to Klal Yisrael, v'ata Mashiach b'choleis v'chol shur, v'alidei tshuasru roi moishru b'nei Yudam. So the Rebbeinu Shem is seen through, if we recognize, his niflois. V'ata mizgal Elohim, u'mekirin oishru. V'gam kem b'kan, alidei mashem mechadish chudushim, when you go out and you see the new moon, and you see the Rebbeinu Shem is mechadish lelevune, who misgalev neyudam v'ke'ilu makbilim punav, meaning the recognition that the Rebbeinu Shem does his niflois to the world, this is kilo mekabel pnei shchina. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, we have to have a Shabbos before that, and this is one of the reasons why we wait 7 days before saying Kiddush Levune. However, doesn't that contradict our Gemara? If you remember in the beginning we said the Gemara, till when can you say Kiddush Levune? Two opinions. Rabbi Yehuda says 7 days. Now do I say till day 16? Now, if you can only start at day 7, how could you say the bucha till day 7? So does this opinion contradict our Gemur? Perhaps it does. Says the Chasam Sofer, no. Not only our Gemur doesn't contradict this opinion, rather the source is our Gemur. How? And he brings the Ma'am Ipana, he explains our Gemur. He learns our Gemur different. We said before in our Gemur, Rabbi Yochanan said, what's the deadline? Till when can you say the bucha? Either 7 or 16. No, Rabbi Yochanan said just very few words. Rabbi Yochanan said, "At kamu mevorchen al ha-chodesh, at shetiz malet gimuso." That could be understood in two ways. At kamu means how long do you have to wait before you can start saying the bruche, or how long can you say the bruche till? When Rabbi Yehuda said 7 days, he was referring to you can only start at 7 days, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda was speaking about the beginning. When Nadua says 16 days, they're referring till when can you say the bruch, and that's 16 days. So therefore, both opinions don't contradict each other. They're only questioning what did Rabbi Yochanan mean. Did he speak about the beginning, or did he speak about the end? And therefore, this opinion can even be found in our Gemara. So we have three opinions, either from the first day, or from 3 days, or from 7 days. Now, how do we pass? Shulchan Aruch brings the opinion of 7 days. Shulchan Aruch says we should only say the Bucha from 7 days and further. The Mishneh Berurah quotes many Poskim, amongst other Bach, Mugnavum, Taz, Prichudosh, that one should say, or one can say already, the Bucha from 3 days. However, Mishneh Berurah says 3 days means 3 full days, Me'ez Leis, which is understandable because you need to have an amount of light. So therefore it's always the same, 3 times 24 hours, this should be enough light, and therefore it's 3 days, Me'ez Leis. The Mechaber says 7 days, and there's a question if it means 7 full days or not 7 full days. Some have make a pshur that when it's Motzei Shabbos and it's not yet 7 full days, they say already the bruche, but that depends on different opinions. So we have on the one hand 3 days, Mishneh Berurah's opinion, and on the other hand the 7 days, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch. What was day one? Now the Shaar HaTzion does quote the Yad Rama, who says that we could say already from day one, but is this based in, do we accept this opinion as well to a certain extent? The Pri Megudim in his Tshuva Sefer, Megudim writes that if a person knows that he won't be able to say the Brucha till day 15, he could say already the Brucha from the first day. So even though the Mshuchnuch does not quote this opinion, the Mshibur also not, but still in a case of Bidyevet where he won't be able to say the Brucha afterwards, he could say already the Brucha before the third day. So too when a person went outside and he said the Brucha, and afterwards looks in the calendar and he has a day too early. So according to these opinions, he fulfilled the mitzvah already, and therefore he can't say the Brucha again. Now, the minhag amongst Hasidim and Svarim is to follow the opinion of 7 days, and Litvish usually say the Brucha after 3 days. And interestingly is the opinion of the Gaon. The Gaon held that there's no waiting. We'll see soon there's also a Zman of Matzah Shabbos, which we'll see soon. The Gaon has a new opinion, and let's maybe see first the time of Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos is the Maseches Sofim that we learned, not like Rabbi Yoina learned it. We said before, Maseches Sofim says that you should say the Kiddush Levuna Matzah Shabbos. And Rabbi Yoina questions why should it be connected to Matzah Shabbos? He has a different gears, and he says, no, it means after 3 days. However, our Girsa is Matzah Shabbos. As Maseches Sofim says, why? When a person is elevated or whatever it is. Now, if we understand that saying Kiddush Levuna is Kilu, he's Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, it could be understood because there are two times. There's one time when the moon is ready, but second question is, when are we ready? So the moon, the ideal time is either from day 3 or day 7. However, when is our ideal time? Is after Matzah Shabbos. And therefore the Shechnur brings this opinion that we should wait till Matzah Shabbos. Chumash Hadeshan says that if Matzah Shabbos is day 11 or further, one shouldn't wait. And if we live in countries like ours, then perhaps one should be careful of waiting because we could miss entirely Kiddush Levuna. As we said before... Sorry? That the person is more ready after having spent a full Shabbos, he's more elevated and he's in the spirit and the mind of saying Kiddush Levuna. You could ask, why doesn't he say Shabbos Kiddush Levuna? It might be even a better time, but that's a different... Sorry? Yeah, that's really a different question, why Shabbos is not the right time of saying Kiddush Levuna, and therefore the ideal time, the best time is Motzeh Shabbos. Sorry, Motzeh Yontov as well. Yontov is the same as Shabbos. Right, okay, that's another question. What do we do if... Yeah. Now, the Gaon didn't wait not for Shabbos, not for Yom Kippur, not for Tisha B'Av. He said it the sooner, after 3 full days. And his opinion might be very simple, because if we learn that we have to wait 3 days, then we learn the Maseches Sofim that it doesn't mean Matzah Shabbos. And therefore, we have no source at all to wait for Matzah Shabbos. So therefore, the ones who follow the opinion of the Gaon, they never wait after 3 days. Sorry? This week is Matzah Shabbos? Day 3. Day 3, right.
Matzah Shabbos have more time for a Peter as well.
Shatzin writes, that's why one doesn't do Kiddush Levuna on Shabbos. Or shouldn't dance on Shabbos. Yeah. Now, till when can one say the Brucha? We discussed from when, till when. The Gemara says, till day 16. The question is, what does till day 16 mean? The Mechaber says it means till the beginning of day 16, which means till day 15, including day 15, which is half of the month, and then you have a full moon. The Gemara says it's not fully accurate, because a month, in terms of the rebirth of the moon, is not 30 days. It's 29 days, 12 hours, in Tuf, Shin, Tzadik, Gimel, Chalukim. And therefore, if you divide it in half, you won't have 15 full days. And therefore, the Mo says, you can only say Kiddush Levuna, ve'ein lekadosh elo at chatzi chuftes, yud beis, tufshin tzadigimel min ha-moilet. Which means, roughly, if you take 29 and a half days and divide it by 2, you have 14 days and 18 hours. Right. So I'll give you an example of this month. The moilet will be tomorrow, Wednesday morning, 6:17 a.m. So when is Sof Zman Kiddush Livune? So I looked in the calendar, and it says Wednesday, 10:19 p.m. Why 10:19 Wednesday? Because if you take Wednesday and you add 14 full days, so you have in 2 weeks' time Wednesday 6:17, and then you add another 18 hours is 12 o'clock, quarter past 12 at night. So why does it say in the calendar at 19 past 10? Because the moilet that we use is the moilet in Yerushalayim. So therefore, it shouldn't be confused. Our moilet is, meaning when we count our days, we have to take away 2 hours. So in Yerushalayim, you could say Kiddush Livune until quarter past 12 at night. Here's 2 hours earlier, so then till 10, not quarter past, 10:19. So when it says Sof Zman Kiddush Livune in our calendar, it refers to the opinion of the Remu. What if a person missed that Zman? Come on, rely on Shulchan Aruch. Maybe even later, maybe even after day 15. There's a fascinating Shuvas Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer brings a question which was asked him. I'll read you parts because it's very, very interesting. From the Av Bezin of Kuku. And he said that in their time there was Vayan ki vavizinseinu rabim choyli akulera shulat shom. There was the sickness, which he calls cholera. And therefore, he describes that many people were sick. And then he says, Al-Kain zochlu v'radu v'nitztaru harbe b'kisra levune. The moon was covered, and they were very worried, as it not being a good sign. Ibelei tezvuv, achar chatzi chuftez yud beis, tufshin tzadigim, niris k'tzas, they saw a bit the moon. Many people, they didn't succeed because straight away the moons came and covered the moon. The clouds came and covered the moon. The people were very disturbed and very upset, perhaps even depressed. The doctors warned when there is a magefo, then shloitztar v'lo yitno alev shum dage, upsetness can cause for the person to be even more sick. And therefore he said, I told them, it's fine, you can say the bucha tomorrow as well. And the next day, there were no clouds. And then he says, b'leil tezayin buir Hashem b'shchuki me'birchu kamo meyo is bruch birkas ha'choydish. Some few hundred people went and said the bucha. V'samchu simcha gdoil, and they were very excited. And now he asked the Chasam Sofer, was he correct of saying they should do that or not? And Chasam Sofer beautifully explains different opinions than Marami Pano we explained before. And amongst other, he explains, the Remu makes the most sense. Because we say the Bruchim Mechadesh Chodushim, which means on the renewal of the moon. The renewal is only till half of the month. So if a month is 29 and a half days, why should we be able to say the Bruchim even longer than that? Why at all the Mechaber, which says full 15? And why an opinion of even saying 16? Because the opinion is brought down. And therefore, why should we be able to have another day to say the Bruch? And he says, the Gemara Shoshuna says that when there is a new moon, at the second of the Moilet, we don't see the moon. It takes time. Either 6 hours or 18 hours. Even 18 hours, it takes time till one can see the moon. The Chasov says, if the sky is totally dark and black, you don't see any bit of the moon. And there's a sliver of moon there by the moilet. You still don't see anything till 18 hours. So when the moon is at a full circle, when it diminishes a tiny bit for the first 18 hours, you won't see a difference. So in your eyes, you still see the Chodesh B'Milur. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, therefore even after the time of the Remu, one can still see a full moon. And therefore, very interestingly, the Chasam Sofer says, the Chasov says, I feel that you could say the Bucha even, not only the full day till at night, not 15 days, rather after day 16 you can still add 6 hours, because you take these These the half of the Remor, which means the half of 29 and a half, which is 14 days and 18 hours. You add to that another 18 hours, so you have 12 hours from the new day. And he says, "Lefi ani yizdati yeshismo chaze afilo lechatchile b'shas adchak." And then he goes on, but what's after that time? For the entire day, 16, and he says that in this case, it was chashash v'kuach nefesh, and therefore, in this case, he says, interesting, just to quote one more line, v'imken yesh luden k'tzas benidon shlefoneinu shoyu ha'om smeichem likras boyo ki choysh v'mzeh l'simen toi. If people feel that seeing the moon is a good simen, v'ula yesh be'emes refiye l'machelu b'kabulas p'neyu. Perhaps, says the Chasov, it's true. When a person says Kiddush Levune, it has a skill to heal. So the Chasov says that it might be as so that saying Kiddush Levune is healing, and therefore, in this case, it was an exception. Coming back to our question, what is the latest time you can say Kiddush Levune? The Remur says, like we said before, that's what our calendar says, Sozman Kiddush Levune. The Mechaber says, yeah, till the end of the end of that day, and the Bi'aluche passes that if a person missed, he could say till then a Brucha. So therefore, saying a Brucha till full 15 days is definitely not a problem. But Yevet, of course, but if he missed the first Zman, then he could say the Brucha afterwards. After that, we have the Chasam Sofer, which the Chasam Sofer adds another 12 hours to the next day. And after that time, the Bi'aluche says we should say the Brucha without Shem. The Bi'aluche does not quote the Chasam Sofer. He says after the full 15 days, we could say without Shem Malchus. There are indeed some people who have a minhag of taking a Gemura or taking a Rif or Rambam and they read from inside. And that's also debatable if that's right or wrong. And everyone should follow his minhag. In the morning, not. Only after a loss, when it's still fully dark outside, then so is Shiva said he could say the Bruch. So let's quickly revise what we said. The beginning, the first time, is either 3 days or 7 days. We said that there is a time from the beginning, from day one, if a person said already the Bruch, or a person knows he won't be able to say the entire time, he could say already the Bruch earlier. After that time, you have Sozman Kiddush Levune, which says in our calendar. You could add to that, if a person missed that time, till the end of it means another 6 hours, I believe. And then, according to the Chasam Sofer, B'Shas Adchak, you could add another 12 hours. And after that, the Brucha should be said without Shem or Malchus.
Friday night, if Sozman...
Yeah. There are many other topics which we didn't discuss yet. Okay. If what's in there are clouds, or maybe another shear. Just one small thought to finish with that. We say in Hallel Hayom Ru Vayunois. So there's a Medrash Pliya says Ma Ru Braisid Rabbi Shmuel, and there are many different pshutim what it means. Perhaps one pshat could be our Gemur. We saw before that Rabbi Shmuel said, "Tunevei Rabbi Shmuel, ilmulud lo izuch Yisrael elahakbil pnevim shvashmayim pamachas b'choidish dayim." Kiddush Levune, as we witness the rebirth of the moon, and we say in Kiddush Levune Shem Asidim nishtzchadish kemoisa, which also refers to our own rebirth, then this is kilim kabel pnei hashchina. How do we know that from Kriyas Yamsef? Because it says achoidish hazeluchem, and says zekeli vanvei. Now the Yam came with the Tana to the Bein Shul, and he said, "Halulu oivda voide zure, v'halulu. Why should I spit for Klal Yisrael when they look exactly the same as the Mitzrim?" But then Hayom Ru Vayunois Ma Ru Braisid Rabbi Shmuel. He saw what Kiddush Levune is all about, and he saw the Kiddush Levune Achodish Hazeluchem. The Yidden have a koyach of Kiddush Halevune, which means the koyach of rebirth. And even if it's halul oivda v'dezur, halul oivda v'dezur, but shem asidin mischadish kemoiso, that the Yidden can always start from again, and therefore, even though they look now the same, but wait a few days till Kabul Satoy and you see a big difference, then hayam ru v'ayunois. Shkoyach.